الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, tonight is an odd night. It is the 27th night of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr or not. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah bless us with the barakat and blessings of Laylatul Qadr. It has been the experience of many a great alim, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, on many occasions in the month of Ramadan, the 27th night happened to be Laylatul Qadr. So therefore we make the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Sit with the niyat that inshallah Allah Ta'ala blesses us with Laylatul Qadr. Allah forgive us all our sins. Allah shower His special mercy upon us. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that we are reaching the end of Ramadan. May Allah accept all the ibadah that took place. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayh used to say, the example of Ramadan is like a ladder to taqwa. And there are 29 or 30 rungs of the ladder. So there's a ladder and you're climbing up. Because the object of Ramadan is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may gain taqwa. So already 26 days have passed. The 27th night has commenced. Tomorrow will be the 27th day of Ramadan. So barely 3 or 4 days are left. As far as the odd nights are concerned, tonight is one odd night. And then we have the 29th odd night left. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to see the end of Ramadan in the condition that we have passed all these rungs and we obtain and acquire the taqwa that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran regarding the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may gain the taqwa. Alhamdulillah, in the entire month of Ramadan, you have kept roza, you fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you performed taraweeh salah, you made dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, zakat was discharged, sadaqat was given. So many different forms of ibadah took place. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept all these ibadah. If there are any shortcomings, deficiencies, may Allah Ta'ala overlook it. May Allah forgive us. When a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he does good deeds, then Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned that this good deeds brings about nur in the heart of the person. The good deeds a person does brings about nur in his heart. And this is what we require. We require to remove the darkness from our heart. And we need to bring nur in our heart. Then he says there will be nur on the face of the person. Inna lil hasanati نوراً في قلب المؤمن وضياءً في وجهه. Then he says that there will be quwwat in his badan, wa quwwatan fi badanihi. He'll gain even physical strength. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring for him spaciousness in his rozi. There'll be barakah in his rizq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him beloved to the people. Allah will put his muhabbat in the hearts of people. Many ulama have mentioned various benefits of the good deeds a person, when a person does good deeds. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sincere tawbah. He makes what you call rujoo' ila Allah. We're all on a journey. Every one of us have come into this world, we are on a safar. And on a journey, we have a destination. There is an end of the journey. We came from Jannat, and we are moving on this journey towards our abode, and that is Jannah, inshallah. May Allah grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. So this safar that we're going through, in this journey, this journey is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to simplify this. We hear these talks all the time. Quran is replete with the same verses, reminding us of akhirat, reminding us of this journey towards akhirat, reminding us of our a'mal, our attachment and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from sins, not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh, the Sufis mention as-sayr ila Allah. It is a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during this journey, there will be challenges. On any road that we're going, sometimes the weather is not very good. Sometimes there's oil leaks and oil patches in the road. Sometimes there's potholes. Sometimes animals are crossing. Sometimes a very reckless driver is driving. So we've got to be careful all the time. A believer has to be cautious all the time, so that he does not fall into the pothole of nafs and shaitan. Shaitan throws some oil on the road. Sometimes there are attractions on the road. And shaitan tries to entice us off the middle part, off sirat-e-mustaqeem. He wants us to take another road. So he will tempt us. And therefore we have to be always conscious of the tricks of nafs, tricks of shaitan. This road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'adallah not a boring road. It may seem daunting, difficult initially. But if we have the true guidance, we have our directions right, we have in mind our goal, we have an objective, and we are cautious whilst we are moving on this road, then this road does not only become easy, but it becomes enjoyable. How often a person went on a journey and he enjoyed the beautiful scenery on the road also. So this safar that we are all going through, it is for a short while. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the destination when we reach, the Jannat that we reach, the akhirat that we reach, and when we see the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we enjoy the bounties of the hereafter, the fatigue, the toil, the exhaustion, the discomfort that we may have experienced in this world, everything is forgotten. A person who went through difficulties in this world, but he was a good believer, he was a pious, righteous servant, he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he underwent struggles in life. Perhaps he was a poor person. Perhaps he had some domestic challenges, some social problems. But he always was focused and he always gained the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was in difficulty, in difficult conditions in this world. Now, in Jannah, he will be dipped, literally dipped into Jannah, just once, and then removed. Allah will then ask him, did you ever suffer any pain and suffering in this world? He will say, no Allah. All the pain and misery he went through this world to reach that goal, and when he saw, just tasted A little bit of the bounties of Jannah will make him forget all the difficulties of this world. I always give this example. Allah take all of us for Umrah and Hajj, inshallah. Sometimes when you embark on the journey for Hajj or Umrah, you go through various difficulties. Sometimes it's a visa and the passport didn't come in time, or the ticket is some problem, or you went and your luggage didn't come out, and you are pareshan, your difficulty, whatever it is. So sometimes the flight is delayed. But when you reach Madinah Munawwara, when you're standing by Rauza Mubarak in front of Rasulullah Park, you forget all that pain you went through. You enjoy the sukoon of Madinah. Or if you've gone to Makkah and you see the Kaaba, you buy Multazam and you see Mizab-e Rahmat, you forget all the pains. The converse is for that person who had a very enjoyable life in this world, but he was disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He was not a pious person. He was a sinner. He was a disbeliever. He had all the luxury in this world that he enjoyed. He will be dipped once only in Jahannam and removed. Allah will see, did you ever have any comfort in the world? He'll say, Ya Allah, I had no comfort. All the comfort that he had in this world, all the leisure, all the pleasure, all the treasures will seem zero, naught to him. Because of the chastisement of Jahannam. May Allah save us. So this journey we are moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a struggle that we will go through. But it's not an everlasting struggle. Maut comes. There is the day of Qiyamah, there is Hashr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the believers Jannat. In Jannah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the people in Jannah, and the inmates of Jannah are enjoying themselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, Hal radiyatum? Are you all happy? They will say, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى. Why should we not be happy, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you've given us everything. Every bounty we can think of. You know, Jannat is so beautiful, so beautiful. One of the youngsters last night, we had, mashallah, a very good session. And there were very interesting questions that they asked. So one of them said, Mawlana, why you don't talk about the Hur-e-Een today? So I said, then what our mothers and sisters at home, what will they? Yeah. Nonetheless, our mothers and sisters will be the queens of the Hur-e-Een. One of the wives of Rasulullah, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and some narration that I can recall, as Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah some once, then what about us? So he explained that the woman in this world, their beauty will be far more than the Hur in Jannah. And the reason is that the woman in this world, they make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make the ta'at of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Salat brings nur on the face. Sadaqah brings nur on the face. Zakat brings nur on the face. Roza brings nur on the face. The khidmat they make of the husbands and the tarbiyat of the children, all these are for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings a special nur on their face that will make them even more beautiful than the Hur-e-Een. Nonetheless, the Jannatis will see, Allah, everything you have given us, Allah will say, no. I am announcing to you that I will always be happy with you. أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I will never become naraz with you. What an announcement. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. When Allah says He is happy, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the greatest success any person can get. And Allah says, I will never become naraz with you now. Now that life never comes to an end. It is forever and ever and ever. Whilst the people in Jannah will be enjoying their bounties, Allah will say, I want to give you one more thing. The Jannatis will say, Ya Allah, alam tubayyid wujuhana, alam tusaqqil mizanana. Ya Allah, haven't you brightened our faces? Haven't you made our scales heavy and our good deeds? And you passed us and you give us all these bounties of Jannah? Allah will say yes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that curtain, that veil that is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we cannot see Allah. And then when Allah will remove the veil, the people of Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will stare at Allah. They will not even look at all the other bounties that they were enjoying. Leave the Hur-e-Een then. all those palaces and the rivers and the fruit and the food and the luxury and the comfort and the couches. Jannat is so beautiful. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu narration, when he was asked briefly, he said, a brick of gold, the building, the house of Jannat, one brick of gold, one brick of silver, one brick of gold, one brick of silver, and the cement is musk. In short, Rasulullah says, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. Jannat is so beautiful that no eyes has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ears has ever heard of. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The thought of Jannat, you can ponder and ponder, and you can put all your minds together, all the engineers, architects in the world, all the building contractors and every person, no matter how intelligent you are and how, what a great mind you have, and creative mind you have, you can put all that together with all the computer programs you have today. You will never be able to build and think, not even build, think of a Jannah that Allah has got for us. Already ready, already prepared. U'iddat lil-muttaqin. The last person, believer, to be removed from Jahannam. The very last man. But because of his iman, eventually Allah will take him out. There are various narrations. I will just give you the gist of all those narrations. Allah will remove him just out of Jahannam, and he'll see a tree. So he'll remain silent first, and then he will express his desire. Ya Allah, can I just go near this tree? My body was burnt in Jahannam. The heat of Jahannam. قَدْ قَشَبَنِي رِيحُهَا. It scorched me. Can I take some shade under the tree? Allah says, if I'm going to accept your request, then you're going to ask me for more things. He says, Ya Allah, I promise I won't ask anything. So the one narration that appears in Mishkat Sharif, he will be taken to the tree and enjoy the breeze of the tree, the shade of the tree. But suddenly he'll see another more beautiful tree. And he'll take the courage and ask Allah, Ya Allah, I got a request. Can you just take me to that tree, which is even more better than this tree? Allah says, see, already breaking your promise. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah will accept his request. Then he will see another tree at the door of Jannah. Ya Allah, take me to that tree. Because that tree will be even more beautiful than the other two trees. And the same thing continues until Allah accepts it and puts him there. Then he looks into Jannah. And when he sees the beautiful Jannah, he will ask Allah, Ya Allah, can I just enter into Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, for you is not only what you see. Oh, Allah will ask him, would you like to have a Jannah the size of the dunya? He will ask Allah, Ya Allah, you mocking me? Atastazi'u bi? وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ يُرَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Allah, you joking with me? You making fun of me? Allah will say, no. I'm not giving you the size of dunya, a jannat. 10 times the size of dunya I'm giving you jannat. That's the size of the jannat. Imagine this whole world. 10 times the size of this dunya. Put all the continents, everything together. 10 times the size of this dunya will be the jannat of the last person to enter Jannah. Imagine the others. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat loves every one of us. Allah loves us. And Allah wants to give us all those bounties. Allah wants to shower His mercy upon us. Allah creates opportunities for us. Ramadan was an opportunity. Taraweeh is an opportunity. Allah wants us to make inaba. The word in the Quran, munibina ilayh. The word tawbah comes in the Quran. Ruju' comes. Mukhbitin. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِدَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The word mukhbitin are those al-khashi'een, al-mutadallilin. Those who humble themselves, who have the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They turn their hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are those people? When Allah's name is taken, their hearts tremble. They experience such a joy, my Allah's name is taken. They wait to hear the Allah's name. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, and they are patient on whatever calamities, adversities afflicts them. And of course, they are steadfast on obedience of Allah, and they refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram. They have true sabr in all the three categories. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and Allah says, what we have sustained them with, they spend in the path of Allah. And this is what we have been doing in the month of Ramadan. We have made tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We turned to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We came to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We opened the Quran, we recited the Quran. We sat in dini gatherings. We listened to different talks. We made dua, we shed those tears. We had a penitent heart. We made istighfar and tawbah to all the wrongs we were doing. In the month of Ramadan, we did not go to all those haram places that normally we would go. We were careful. We did not cast any lustful glances at any haram. We controlled our tongues, our private parts, our limbs. We did not make ghiba. We did not carry tales. We tried to cleanse and purify this heart. We try to inculcate in ourselves the love of Allah, and all of us, alhamdulillah, I'm sure we must have drawn closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We enjoyed some enjoyment of the ibadat that we have been making, whether it was dhikr, tilawat, taraweeh, or the roza. Some closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat as compared to the other days of our life. We have established salah, we made sure, no, it's namaz time, I will go for my namaz. We closed our shop. We took leave from work just to be on time, in time for our salah. So we established salah. Not only our fard, we read our sunnat, we read our nafil. We read ishraq, namaz, charge namaz, salatul duha, awwabin, tahajjud salah. Much more than normal times. We made sure none of our namaz became qada. So not only fard, we made sure we made nafil salah. And when we made the sajda in the time of our nawafil or in tahajjud, we made lengthy sujood and we cried before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We enjoyed talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We raised our hands, we shed those tears, and we spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We supplicated before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we were so generous. Besides our discharging our zakat, so much of other sadaqat we gave. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And when this happens, then those barriers that were there before between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those barriers are removed. Now you have developed a ta'alluq with Allah, a contact with Allah Rabbul Izzat. You have developed a connection with Allah. Now when you see Allahu Akbar, there's some sweetness compared to normally how we should read salah. Now when you sing Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, you enjoy it. Previously we'll come into the masjid and we out quickly, and we have a lot of other tasks and responsibilities and functions to attend. Now, no, I need to spend more time. Asr to Maghrib, the masjid is full. Look at now, alhamdulillah. Normally after Isha, it is a program, a few people are sitting. What is making us sit here? What are we seeking? Has not Allah Ta'ala placed something in our hearts, some type of noor? Has Allah not been kind to us that Allah is drawing us towards Him? Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. The one who turns to Allah, makes tawbah, Allah gives him hidayat. Allah guides him. Allah guides him towards good. Previously he'll come out of his home, he'll move towards haram. Now he's moving to the masjid. So many a person tries even to bring his outward self correct. May Allah give you istiqamat after the month, all of us. May Allah give me and all of us istiqamat that we continue, we don't fall backwards now. This noor that we have got, some ulama have mentioned, when a person does good, then those barriers between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are removed. Our du'as become answered even more quicker than before. When you develop a contact with any person in this world, you didn't know that particular person. Now you became his friend. Now when you ask him for anything, oh no problem, anything, you can take my car. You want to borrow this any time for you. You don't have to ask me anything for you. When you become Allah's friend, the whole world becomes yours. Agar tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zameen meri. Ibn Adam, utlubni, tajidni, fa in wajadtani, wajadta kulli shay. Allah says, O man, search for me. If you find me, you have found everything. If you have missed me, you have lost everything. So our du'as become answered quickly. Allah has His angels with us now. Those special angels are surrounding us. They come to our gatherings. They surround the gatherings. So imagine now, instead of shayateen around you, you've got angels around you. Allah places in the hearts of others your muhabbat. People begin to love you. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Now people begin to love you. Previously that person never used to make salam to you. Now he's making salam to you. People are smiling at you. People want to serve you. People want to help you. People want to assist you. Why? Simply because you have developed a contact, a connection with Allah. You became Allah's friend. So Allah makes others also your friend. And Allah pushes the shayateen away from you. In the month of Ramadan, shayateen were chained. So after the month of Ramadan, if we keep this bond with Allah and we strengthen this bond with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the shayateen away from us. Now that fear for death disappears. Now there's a shauq in the heart to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah also wishes to meet you. The hadith says, "Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa." Whoever wishes to meet Allah, Allah is his beloved. So he's preparing for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is also waiting to meet you. Whoever detests, dislikes meeting Allah, Allah also dislikes meeting you. Ulama have given an example. One is a slave who escapes from his master. And then he's caught and he's brought back to the master. What's his feeling? What goes through his mind? You know he's going to be lashed. He's going to be beaten up. He has to face embarrassment, humiliation. He didn't know what's going to be his result now. And take this example. A child has gone overseas. He went to study. Well, the daughter is gone. She was married. They're living overseas. And they're coming back after 4 or 5 years. The whole family goes to the airport. The parents are waiting just to see. They will look when the doors open and look inside where the people are collecting their luggage. Get a glimpse. Even they're looking. That also is so exciting for them. And imagine when your daughter comes or your son returns. How the father embraces you. So like that person who was gone for a long time. And when he returns, this obedient son, how the father waits to meet him and embrace him. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits to meet the pious servant of his. So all what we have accumulated, this nur in our hearts, may Allah accept it. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sahaba ikram, the quality was what? That the moment they did any good action, they used to tremble with fear, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept it. They were concerned that Allah must not reject that good deed they have done. You know, when Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. and Sayyidina Ismail a.s. built the Kaaba, what dua did they make? They didn't worry to put the placard on the Kaaba, built by so and so. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Those students of Arabic, ulama will understand. Not iqbal, don't accept. Taqabbal, takalluf. Ya Allah. So feeble efforts. Ya Allah, please accept it. Ya Allah, please accept it. This is what we should be doing now. Ya Allah, we beg you to accept our little ibadah that we have made. Ya Allah, it's not befitting to be put into your in front of you. Mullah Rumi Rahmanu gives an example, we heard this before. There was an elderly couple living in a far rural area. They hardly had any means to survive, and they heard of a very generous king living in a very distant land. And he, anybody who would come to him, he would shower them with gifts and see to their needs. So the wife tells the husband, why don't you go, man? And put our case to him. He's a very generous king, he'll give us something. So he says, okay, I will go. She said, but you must take some hadiah for him, some gift. Can't go empty handed. So they thought, they hardly had anything. So what can you take for the king? So they thought, perhaps, okay, let's take some water from our house. Water. They thought maybe he won't have water. So the water from their well, they put it in this container. And he takes this. And it's a very long journey, a very tedious journey, couple of days. Extremely hot. And he's perspiring. Disheveled hair, there's dust on his clothing. Can you imagine the condition of this water? When he reaches the palace, the courtiers ask him, what have you come for? No, I've come to see the king, no problem. So he waits for his turn. When the king sees his condition, he feels pity, he feels sorry. And then this person presents this gift, Badshah Salamat, this hadiah, tuhfa, accept it. So king smiles, he looks at it, he sees it's water. The odor coming out of this water, it's smelling. He smiles, he appreciates it and keeps it one side. He tells his men, let's see to him. Let him have a nice good bath. Give him hot meals. Put him in one of the rooms of the palace. And for 3 days he enjoys himself with all the different food. And then the king gives him a lot of money and gold coins. Now tells his men to take him back. But take him via the a ferry and a boat that the king had. And then when this person goes onto that boat, he sees the blue fresh waters of the king. He realizes what he had brought. And what the king possesses. Our ibadat is like that water being placed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of our ibadat. But Allah is ash-shakur. Despite the tuti-puti ibadat, as we say, Allah still accepts that ibadat from us. This is our Allah. So most importantly, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't ever lose hope in the power and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often a person faces some type of difficulty. Whatever the case may be. And all measures are tried. The person endeavors and tries and he cries and he makes dua until finally he feels that now everything is failing. So he gives up hope. And that should never happen in our life. Never. Whether it is sickness, whether it's financial difficulties, domestic problems, social problem, whatever it may be, remember we have an Allah. An Allah who is most powerful. Throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His greatness. In tonight's Taraweeh, there were so many surahs. That everything in the skies and the earth, they praise Allah. And everything belongs to Allah. The skies, the earth. The sovereignty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever lose hope. Don't ever think of committing suicide. Don't ever think of taking your life away. It's not going to solve any problem. It'll only bring misery for you in the hereafter. Allah is not bound by any specific time that you ask and ask and ask. Now He is bound to give you at that particular moment. No. His wisdom, as I mentioned in the story of Surah Kahf, we cannot understand and fathom His wisdom. He knows when to give you, how to give you, how much to give you. That's in His control. When it is best to give you. Sometimes the person begged Allah and he got what he wanted. What happens after that? He forgets Allah. But until you didn't get it, you're still begging Allah, you're still begging. So when you are in need of something, then you make sure your namaz is right. Allah forgive us, we all weak. Examination time, especially metric exam, what happens? All the youngsters, Mawlana, give us some dua, mashallah, they're coming for namaz, everything. You pass your metric exam, what happens after that? Then you forget Allah. You had a court case, Allah protect us. You made all the wazifas, everything. You won the case, what happened after that? You forget Allah. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرْءٌ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. When difficulty comes upon the person, long du'as he will make. But the moment we bless him, his condition is now better, it's improved, the difficulty is gone, then he forgets Allah, he turns away. This should never be our condition. And of course, when a person now becomes the friend of Allah, Allah gives him the sweetness of ibadah. And as I mentioned, your dua, you begin to enjoy, your tilawat, you take the name Allah. Now you feel some sweetness. Literally you feel some sweetness on your tongue. Not only in dunya, in qabr also Allah will assist you. Before qabr, when maut is coming, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. The good person is leaving the world, Allah sends angels. So many of them come down. They chase away the shayateen who are trying to mislead you at that last moment. And they tell you, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. There is no khawf for you, no fear, don't worry. The journey ahead now, maut, qabr, akhirat, it'll be easy for you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't grieve over your wife and children. Everything taken care, because you are Allah's friend. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. And glad tidings for you of the jannat which Allah has promised you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The angels have been sent by Allah. They say, we are your friends. You're traveling somewhere, and the prime minister or president of that country sends his special envoy, a special men and police and army to escort you. You don't have to go to any immigration, nothing. You're the king's guest. He puts you up in the best comfortable place. You've got tight security with you also. Angels come down. Angels say, we will help you now as maut is coming to you. Qabr. Akhirat. And in Jannat, whatever you desire, you'll get. And on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be running to and fro, in panic, there'll be chaos, turmoil, pareshani. The last couple of paras of the Holy Quran talks about Qiyamah, 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 Qiyamah. Different words. Al-haqah, mal-haqah, al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah. La uqsimu biyawm al-qiyamah, yawm al-taghamun, yawm al-hasrah. Imagine a man will run away from his own parents, his own siblings, his own children. A woman will abort her child if she was breastfeeding her child. Which mother will throw her child down? Whatever the condition is, she will suffer. Because to save her child, on the day of Qiyamah, Surah Hajj, beginning verses, the mother will even abandon her child. Everybody is running, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On that day, Allah will have His special shade, ذِلُّ الرَّحْمَانِ. And under that shade, all His friends. So if you have become the friend of Allah, Allah will give you shade on the day of Qiyamah. When there will be no shade but His shade. See this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much of promises from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah never goes against His promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَاتِ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّهِ وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Contrary to that, shaitan promises us many things. Many things. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll say, I promised you, but I went against my promise. I broke my promise. I lied to you. But don't blame me. I didn't compel you. I didn't force you. I showed you the wrong path. You followed. Don't blame me. This is shaitan. In tonight's Taraweeh, Allah mentioned about the group, the followers of shaitan. أَلَّا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. You followed shaitan. You became the party member of shaitan, or a member of shaitan's party. Then you are in utter loss. Khasirun. Khasara. And Allah spoke about Allah, inna hizballah humul muflihun. You become a member of the party of Allah, you are successful. What else do we want? There is the difficulty. It is a test. We have to go through dunya. But just think, what's in front of us? The object, akhirat. And once you get there, then you forget all the toils of this world. So this nur that we have acquired, what should you do with this nur? We need to preserve this nur. Preserve this nur. Our mashayikh ulama give this beautiful example. That Arif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, our Murana Rahmatullah should give the same example of, we've got a huge container full of water. We've got this huge trough and we fill it with water, pure water which we require. So we have to make sure we don't, this water does not leak, it does not drip, the tap must not be closed, or the small outlets, everything is closed tight. It's so that to preserve this water. Like that is the nur in our heart, the nur of all what I explained. The moment now we open those taps, and what's going to happen? The nur is going to disappear. Opening the taps meaning opening our eyes towards haram. Opening our ears towards haram. Our mouth towards haram. Our limbs, our hands, our private parts, our feet. All that nur we are accumulating slowly is disappearing, 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 disappearing. After so much of effort, you climb the whole ladder. You came right to the top. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You achieved something. And now we're going to throw it away. May Allah help us to make muhafaza of our a'mal. This nur Allah has put. May Allah protect it and may Allah increase this nur, increase this hidayat. You know, I had intention of giving from this kitab that I have some of the effects of guna. But I think time is up already. Perhaps tomorrow or the next day, inshallah. Absolutely interesting. The athar of gunas, the effects of guna. I explained to you the blessings of nur and ta'at and obedience and doing good deeds. All the beautiful things that happen. Only some of the things I mentioned. There's so much more. When you obey Allah, your rozi becomes easy, your du'as are answered, you get peace of mind. Believe me, if you're having a problem at home with your wife, because you obeyed Allah, Allah will bring peace at home. He was looking for a job desperately. Now you became the friend of Allah. Allah will give you the best of jobs. Mind-boggling. Tonight, Sarawi, we did a few verses. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who has taqwa, who obeys Allah, who fears Allah, inculcating himself taqwa, he obeys Allah, he stays away from all the things that Allah has made haram. Allah will make a makhraj, an opening for him from all his difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Imagine. What is, okay, you had some problem, now your problem is solved. More than that, Allah says, I will even give you rozi from unseen sources. Unseen sources. Suddenly, somebody is giving you an envelope. Hadiyah for you. Suddenly, some other thing just came in your way. You didn't even think. How this investment, I forgot about the investment. Look at this. Allah has got his ways. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. There was a story behind it, and I mentioned many times before, but for the benefit of those who didn't hear or forgot. There was a Sahabi who was kidnapped by the enemy. May Allah protect us. These things have become rife now. Allah give us aman and aman. If anybody is suffering this, Allah protect them, Allah bring them back home. Read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ in abundance. This is the prescription Rasulullah has given. So when this child was kidnapped, the parents went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our child is kidnapped. Our son is kidnapped. Rasulullah told him two things. Fear Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inculcate true taqwa. Of course, they had taqwa, but now they had to concentrate even more and gain full kamil taqwa. Make sure that they don't disobey Allah ta'ala anyway. Whatever Allah has commanded, do it. That is taqwa. And increase the recitation of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The other night in the tafsir of Surah Kahf, I gave the explanation of it. So the father and mother began doing this. They just started doing this. And the son who was kidnapped, Allah made it such the enemy who had tied him, they fell asleep, he managed to release himself from whatever he was tied with. He broke loose. Quietly he moved away from them. He escapes. As he's escaping, he sees a whole herd of camels belonging to the enemy. So he thinks it's a good opportunity. Nobody's watching me. He brings a herd of camels also. A whole herd of camels. And he comes to his parents. And of course they're elated. But they go to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, our son is back. But, got another masala. What's the problem? The herd of the camels of the enemies, he brought that also. Is this halal for us? Allah sent down this verse. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah gives him rosy from unseen sources also. It was permissible for them. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah wipes out your sins, completely all your sins are maaf. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah gives you great reward. Ulama have written a whole list of benefits and effects of taqwa. Some other occasion, last year I think I did give it. So inshallah, this much for tonight inshallah. We have obeyed Allah. May Allah accept it. As I said, we're full of weakness. Nobody can claim I'm a muttaqi person. Never. Nobody can claim I'm a wali of Allah. No, never. We all are sinners. We all are trying. We're struggling on this journey. But this journey, who's our goal? Allah. And Allah is watching us. I give the example always we have heard from many ulama also. When the parent has the child is crawling. And then the father comes back home and the mother says, hey, you know what happened? I saw him taking a step. And the child is just about learning how to walk. That brings such delight to any parent. We all have been through this. That when you see your child being able to walk, and you get so excited, you tell everybody, you know what? My Muhammad has started to walk now. For others, it might not be anything interesting. But for you, your child is able to walk. So the parents want to see it. So the child is on the other side of the passage and the mother and father there, and they show the child some sweets and call the child towards them. And the child is coming, takes one step, a second step. And the third step is about to fall, but it gains its balance. But the fourth step is almost going to fall when the parents come rushing forward and save the child from falling. They pick the child up and they hug the child. Just think of this analogy. We are taking the steps towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we are going to go through difficulties. We are going to slip. We are going to make mistakes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat comes with such force. Allah saves us from getting hurt and getting spoiled with those gunas and getting messed in the quagmire of sins. Allah saves us. Allah protects us. Allah makes our hifazat. And if we do make a mistake and we do sin, then again, tawbah, tawbah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, the verse I quoted today, which I heard in Taraweeh today. Allah says, oh believers, turn to Allah, make a pure nasuha, a pure tawbah. The word nasuha from nasiha, nasiha means something which is pure. When you're extracting honey from a honeycomb, then you leave behind the residue, the unwanted part of the honey. You take, you extract the pure honey. That's the tawbah you're making. In other words, our tawbah is genuine. Our tawbah is genuine. We're feeling that nadamat in our hearts, regret. We're feeling embarrassed having committed that sin. We've abandoned that sin. We're not moving toward the sin anymore. Finish. I used to watch haram. I'm no longer watching haram. I had the relationship with a woman. Finish. It's over. I used to take drugs. Finish. I heard the bayans now. I'm turning to my Allah. I'm going to live a clean life. I'm not going to go back to that. I was glued to the television, to the computer screen, watching all filth and pornographic sites. I went from one side to another side. I was enjoying myself. I realized it's filthy. I don't want to live that life. I want to live a clean, pure life. So I'm shunning it. I'm not going to. Now you make promise to Allah. Ya Allah, I will never go back. You must be determined. If you have these three conditions, then your tawbah is pure. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab explains the meaning of tawbah and nasuha. He says, when you milk a cow, the milk has come out of the udders of the cow, it's impossible to take the milk and stuff it back into the udders of the cow. Like that, but you made sincere tawbah, you're not going to go back to those sins. You're not going to go back to those sins. And I mentioned the other day, so many ways of helping us stay in pious company, good company, etc. Then it will save you. If you've got a craving to go back to the relapse and you want to go back to that drug, then phone somebody, call somebody, go quickly to some alim who you can talk to, or some elderly person, or your friend who is a good pious friend, and quickly go speak to him. Be in his company. He knows how to handle it. He knows your condition. But don't say, no, okay, one more time. That one more time is going to make you fall again down that ladder which you have so successfully climbed. Don't say, okay, one more time I'll watch that haram. No. You had the relationship with that girl, finish. No longer I'm going to have the relationship. You cheated on your wife or you cheated on your husband, made a mistake, tawbah istighfar. Ramadan came, Allah gave us the opportunity, tawbah istighfar. I was dealing with haram, I made sincere tawbah. I'm going to give back all those people they due. If I hurt any person, I'm going to ask him for maaf, especially huququl ibad. Huququllah we discuss. But if when he violated the rights of people, this is something absolutely essential, important in our lives. I hurt somebody, I took away his property, I did not give the interest money, distributed properly to the heirs. We had a partnership, and I didn't give my partner his due. Or there was some land that I usurped. All those things give back, make sure you make amends in this dunya, lest you come on the day of Qiyamah with so much of ibadat, bikathati salatin wa zakatin wa siyamin, you kept Monday, Thursday, rozas, you kept so much of fast, you gave umrah every year, you went for hajj, and you get a lot of charity, you did a lot of good works. You're about to go Jannat, and suddenly people come, Ya Allah, he did this to me. Ya Allah, my property he took away. Ya Allah, he swore me in this world. Ya Allah, he made my ghibat. Ya Allah, my inheritance he didn't give me. Ya Allah, my share he didn't give me. Ya Allah, all your good deeds will be given to all those people. And still there will be many people claiming from you. You've got no more good deeds to give. Allah will take those people's bad deeds, their sayyat, and Allah will put it onto you. You'll have only bad deeds now. No more good deeds to help you. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ, then you will be taken and flung into Jahannam. Allah save us. حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ and حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. This is the gist of all what we accumulate in the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, respected brothers and elders, I make this humble appeal myself also. It's easy to sit in the chair and give a bayan. May Allah protect me. Allah conceal our faults, our weaknesses. May Allah make us beacons of hidayat. When we speak, noor must come out. When people be in our company, they must feel happy and they must feel warm. They must feel connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All of us should be like that. We should ensure we have not hurt any person. If I did hurt any person anyway, I ask for forgiveness. And finally, I make this very, very, very humble appeal. Jamaat, mashallah, you make tashkeel. I'm not going to make everybody stand. But a very humble, very simple thing, not difficult at all. Last year I did the same thing. And I'm asking myself, make dua to Allah protect me always. And my students, my progeny, my family, our musallis and everybody. Alhamdulillah, you are very special people. I'm not just saying to flatter any person. Wallah, when I went for Umrah, I promised you every dua, even by Roza Mubarak, or give salam for all those people who come to this masjid. And of course many others, but especially these people who come to this masjid. We meet you every day. You're performing salaya, you meet. So how can we forget you? And inshallah, I will continue making dua. I request you to make dua for me. Also, mothers and sisters at home. My point here is, brothers, our salah, our five times salah. It's so disheartening. Yes, it's possible. Sometimes we also, after month of Ramadan, we have gone somewhere, we have gone maybe for a break, or we've gone somewhere, some other work, sometimes. So you say, but Mona, you were talking about salah, but you know the for Fajr. I remember many years ago, I think you mentioned it once, we should have Hifz classes at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was there in Clear Estate. So obviously I was not here in the masjid, but I was in the madrasa. We should go long with tahajjud time. One brother came to me, Marana, Fajr. I say, Fajr. Okay. See, we should never do things. Believe, I know of people, wallah, personally. Outwardly, they may not look so pious. Again, for us pious, mashallah, kurta, beard. Of course, we should have it. But that's not only piety. I know of people who outwardly don't seem, in our eyes, as pious. But every single day they are reading Tahajjud Salah. If a person reading Tahajjud Salah, you tell me he'll miss his others, or will she miss her other Salah? So a humble appeal is made. All of us should make sure we read our five times salawat, whichever masjid we close by to our house. Masjid, musalla, wherever, going to madrasa, wherever it is. But make sure our salah, especially our fajr salah. And with that, all I'm asking, just make an effort on just one more person. Of course, you can make effort on more people, well and good. Example, if tonight there are 500 people here, and if 500 of us, each one makes an effort on just one person, your neighbor, you know he's not reading salah, or your friend living in the same street, okay, boy, from tomorrow, I'm going to pick you up. Eh? Oh, can you pick me up, please, man? 500 people make effort on one person each. So how many people come for salah then? 1,000 we have. If there's 500 people here, and each one makes an effort, just one more person, the next namaz we've got 1,000 people. Will our masjid not become full? Alhamdulillah, our masjid are full, that's why we got the extension plan there. Again, my respected brother, I feel very difficult to make any announcement to contribute. Wallah, not a single cent comes to me. The trustees are present here, they know. No money goes to any trustee. This is now because the need has arose and alhamdulillah things became available. So therefore, we have put this plan so reluctantly. Believe me, so many mashuras took place, took us so long to even have the himmah to put this on the board. We were thinking not even to put it. But obviously because for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you require that contribution. So again, just, I mean, I think after I can't even see what's written there, but give it to the responsible brothers and donate generously for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you barakat. Now please, I swear in the name of Allah that not a single cent comes to any one of us. And you don't have to come and mention to me that Imran, I gave so much and I have nothing to do with that. I'm just making humble appeal. It's for all of us. For all of us. So make our... You build a masjid in this house, Allah builds a house for you in paradise. You build a masjid in dunya, Allah builds a house for you in paradise. If you don't have enough money to build a whole masjid yourself, even that amount which is the size of a nest of a bird. Nest of a bird. That's what you contributed towards the masjid. Simple thing. How many people benefited tonight? There's salat here. Quran, tilawah, zikr, i'tikaf. People made iftar. People come give bayans. You are collecting in the sawab. You see it in the hereafter. So coming back to my final point again, what we were discussing, is make an effort on at least one person. Will we all do that, inshallah? I'm going to ask you to raise your hands, inshallah. Who is prepared, inshallah, to bring, make effort one more person, inshallah, that after the month of Ramadan, inshallah, one more person we bring, inshallah, we make such a program that either you pick him up or he picks up, or two, three people in the car, and inshallah, we will see all our masajid full to capacity. Then you will see Allah's divine nusrat coming. You will see such openings, unbelievable. At least if you achieve this much for this month of Ramadan, then we have achieved something very great, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, again, it's 27 night, it is Mubarak night. We have to engage in dua. Beg Allah, beg Allah, beg Allah. In the 17th para, Allah took names of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Maafi, I'm speaking so much today. But just whatever is coming to my heart. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, whatever difficulties they had. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the belly of the fish, in the sea. What did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntum min adh-dhalimin. He made dua to Allah. Fastajabna lahu wa najaynahu min al-gham. Allah answered, Allah says, we answered, we responded to his call, we removed him from the distress. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Any believer, also in pain, musibah, difficulty, whatever, you make dua to me, Allah says, I will remove you from the difficulty. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he got sickness. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِي الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ. He made dua to Allah, Allah cured him, Allah answered his dua. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail, all every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَسَّجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered. Ibrahim alayhi salam is thrown into the fire. Angels come down, can we assist you? He says, no. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. He turned his attention to Allah, begging Allah to help him. Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ Ibrahim. So again, we'll make sincere dua. Cry. If you cannot cry, make the face of a crying person. Allah will feel pity upon us, inshallah. And we know the ummah, what suffering they have got. Palestine especially, Syria, Burma, Rohingya, so many other parts of the world. So this is the time when we will cry for Muslim brothers and sisters, then you see Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Those brothers outside, please come inside. There's space in the masjid area. Come into the masjid, inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا العرش المجيد يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا مالك يا كريم يا حليم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله from head to toe we are drenched with gunas my Allah our hearts have become so heavy my Allah committing so many types of sins our hearts have become blackened my Allah يا الله this Mubarak night my Allah يا الله this large majma my Allah they are elderly people my Allah young masoom children sitting here ulama huffaz my Allah يا الله we have raised our hands my Allah Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allahumma rzuqna Laylatul Qadr khayraha wa barakatiha wa rahmataha wa maghfirataha, ya Allah. Give us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us of the khayr of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm nadimi, I'm sharminda. Ya Allah, we lied to you so many times. We promised and we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, still you so tolerant and so kind and so loving. You so provided for us so many ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not humiliate us and embarrass us. You did not expose our sins, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are that loving Allah, the most beautiful Allah, the most kind Allah, the most generous Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah besides you. There is no ilah besides you. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you have billions of other creation, my Allah. But Ya Allah, for us, we've got no other creator besides you, my Allah. We've got nobody else to turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst the مُخْبِتِينَ, my Allah. Make us amongst the munibin. Ya Allah, make us amongst the awwah. Ya Allah, make us those amongst the ta'ibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan is coming to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, bury a few days enough now, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have not forgiven us as yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we beseech you, my Allah. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, my Allah. We ask you by your beautiful names, your perfect qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are asking, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us before the month of Ramadan ends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us, my Allah, then we'll be most wretched, my Allah. We We'll be most unlucky ones, may Allah. We'll be miserable then, may Allah. We'll be most unfortunate, may Allah. We'll be in a total loss, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, forgive all our brothers here, may Allah. Forgive their families, may Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, may Allah. Forgive our parents, may Allah. Forgive our grandparents, may Allah. Forgive our mashayikh and asatiz and our apas, may Allah. Forgive our students, may Allah. Forgive our neighbors, may Allah. Forgive our musallis, may Allah. Forgive our friends, may Allah. Forgive our family members, may Allah. Forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are the weak ones who are turning to you, may Allah. But Ya Allah, you are azim, may Allah. Nothing is great for you, may Allah. Nothing is difficult for you. Ya azim, yurja li kulli azim. Ighfir lana azamb al azim. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الْعَظِيمُ إِلَّا الْعَظِيمُ. Ya Allah, it is only an azim person, only an azim, a most powerful zat like you, who can forgive all our sins of mountains, may Allah. Ya Allah, wash away our sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, purify us, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you for forgiveness, may Allah. Ya Allah, we turning to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are surrendering, may Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our weakness, may Allah. We confess our faults, may Allah. We confess our sins, may Allah. We making iqrar, may Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, hum muzlib hai, hum gunegar hai, hum gande hai, hum siyakar hai. Ya Allah, we are sinners, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we taking your mubarak name, may Allah. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from all shortcomings, my Allah. You've got no defects whatsoever, my Allah. You have got no naqais in you, my Allah. You are absolutely pure and perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, for your beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtu ma'afirma. Abtu ma'afirma. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman. Chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adhan. Give us the sweetest of iman. Because enjoy your ibadat, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Allah, give us your muhabbat, ya Allah. Your love, my Allah. Make us go crazy in your love, my Allah. Allah, remove from our hearts the love of everything else, my Allah. Fill in our hearts your love, my Allah. The love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Allah, we have spoken about those who are your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we give a bayan, my Allah, just now about hasanat, the noor that comes in a person's heart, the noor that comes on his face. Allah, give us the reality of this, my Allah. Allah, make us be amongst your awliya, my Allah. Make us be amongst your friends, my Allah. Make us be among your group, my Allah. Allah, inna hizballahi humul muflihoon. Allah, make us be among those who people who you have praised in your Quran. Allah, where you have said, innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. كانت لهم جنات الفردوس. Ya Allah, you have said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. All those who have iman, they do good deeds. All the different promises you have given, Ya Allah, give it to us, my Allah. Make us be amongst قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Make us be amongst أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. Ya Allah, give us your razamandi. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can compel you, my Allah. Nobody can ask you any questions, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. We belong to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah, to become ours, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, declare to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Ya Allah, announce to him, my Allah, that you love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Jibreel alayhi salatu salam love us, my Allah. Make him go to the skies and tell the angels that Allah loves that person, you too must love him. Ya Allah, make your makhluk love us, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Ya Allah, don't make it be said that you hate us, my Allah. If you hate us, then we are finished. Ya Allah, if you despise us, my Allah, then we are gone, my Allah. Dunya is finished for us, akhirat is finished, my Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ, my Allah. Then there's nothing left for us, my Allah. But utter loss, my Allah. Ya Allah, you too kind, too loving, my Allah. Your rahmat supersedes your anger, my Allah. You don't like to become displeased. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We don't have the words to ask you and beg you, my Allah. We don't know how to ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't declare to Jibreel that you hate us, my Allah. Don't despise us, my Allah. Don't make Jibreel Amin hate us, my Allah. Don't make him tell the angels that Allah hates that person, my Allah.
Ya Allah, don't make Jibreel tell the angels that they must hate us, my Allah. Don't make your makhluk hate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among those people who get the jaiza, that prize, my Allah, in the end of Ramadan, my Allah. The reward from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Help us, guide us. Shayateen will be free then, my Allah. Now they are chained, ya Allah, it is easier for us. When they'll become free, nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, they'll gang up us against us, my Allah. They'll gang against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, then what will happen to us, my Allah? Keep us in good company. Keep us in the company of the pious people, in the ulama, company of the ulama, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to learn deen, to practice on deen. Make us love your deen. Make us love the masajid, ya Allah. Make us love the madaris, my Allah. Make us love the ulama. Make us want to learn more and more and gain your proximity and closeness, my Allah. Change our lives now, ya Allah. Far too long we have lived filthy lives, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from zina. Help us to refrain from riba. Ya Allah, don't make us go to that bottle and drugs again, my Allah. Don't make us go to pornographic material, ya Allah. Don't make us go onto the internet and watch those sites, ya Allah, that are haram, my Allah. Don't make us make ghibat of people. Don't make us mock people, ya Allah. Don't make us have pride and enmity and jealousy and malice in our heart. Give us a qalbi saleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalbi saleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, make us truthful, honest people, ya Allah. Make us siddiqeen, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us be hayyinoon, layyinoon, soft-hearted people, loving people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be ma'laf, ya Allah. Make us become source of love and muhabbat, my Allah. Make people love us, my Allah. Make us be good people. Don't make us cheat and deceive people, ya Allah. You know, our ma'mulat, our mu'amalat, our dealings, ya Allah, our mu'ashara. Ya Allah, make us excel and do the things that you have commanded us. Make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to benefit mankind, ya Allah. Help us to see to the needy, to the weak, to seek the weak people, the orphan, the yateen, my Allah. The widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in desperate conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we rise from this gathering, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. When we rise from this gathering, make your angels announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that all your sins are forgiven. And give us that himmat never to go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jaiz du'as our brothers and sisters have tonight, fulfill the du'as, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Remove all our pain, suffering, calamities, difficulties, problems, sorrows, grief, worries, miseries. Ya Allah, Parishani, our Masaib, Mushkilat, whatever we are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of what each person is going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, the road seems that there is a dead end, my Allah. But my Allah, we see light beyond it, and that is you, my Allah. You are the only person who can come to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, you rescue us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove those difficulties, especially the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is, we cannot enjoy it anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom beautiful children, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to swim the sea as if go by boat, my Allah. And so many on the way they drown, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't know where the destination is, my Allah. They move from one town to another town. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, ya Allah, carrying little infants, my Allah. So many of them had to be left alone, abandoned, my Allah. They couldn't take them with, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, that father that was being with his child, ya Allah. Some time back, my Allah. Ya Allah, he had to escape, my Allah. He was a refugee, my Allah. Ya Allah, he was running away, ya Allah, from the torments in Syria, my Allah. My Allah, we know about this, my Allah. He was on the tugboat, my Allah. And the boat was sinking, my Allah, to save his Down syndrome child, my Allah. He jumped off the boat, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, on the day of Qiyamah, you will ask us what we did for your ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many bounties, my Allah. So much of food, so much of clothing, my Allah. Such comfort, such luxury, we can never, never complain. Still, my Allah, we are such ungrateful servants. We complain and complain. Na shukri, our children, our youth, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, the woman folk, my Allah, they're not satisfied, my Allah. Ya Allah, our wardrobes are full, my Allah. We've got so much of clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got food, so much of food. We've got freezers and chest freezers, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, Allah. Our Dastar Khan Ramadan was full, my Allah. Those people, not even a sip of water, my Allah. Not even a sip of water. Ya Allah, we know about those young children, my Allah, who stand in queues, my Allah. No complaint, my Allah, no complaint. They stand patiently in the queue just to get one sweet, my Allah. One sweet in their hand, my Allah. And they're so appreciative, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have clothing, proper clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, they go through difficult climatic conditions, my Allah. Sometimes it is bitter winter, sometimes it's scorching summer, my Allah. That little child is busy kicking a ball outside. He's happy, my Allah. My Allah, we know of those who went and helped those people, took aid for them, my Allah. Took food for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless all those people who are helping them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them such barakat, my Allah, such happiness. Ya Allah, give the progeny barakat, my Allah. Open your doors for such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they making sacrifices, they go to those places, my Allah, refugee camps, my Allah. Ya Allah, they take those hampers and they give hand out those hampers themselves, my Allah. All those people, my Allah, you bless them. You remove their difficulties, ya Allah. Don't ever make them suffer poverty and any pain, my Allah. Help us to assist all the Muslims, wherever they are, my Allah. And mankind in general, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are loving people, my Allah. Islam teaches us to show kindness to even non-believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not terrorists, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy has given Islam a bad picture, my Allah. They have tarnished the name of Muslims because of our weakness, my Allah. We have not displayed good akhlaq. We have not invited them to deen, my Allah. We are content with our own zikr and tilawat, our own salat, my Allah. We have failed to give da'wah to our own workers, our own servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, they see all the luxury we enjoy, my Allah. And what we give them, my Allah, stale food to eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we give them stale food to eat, my Allah. That too, we take so much of work out of them, my Allah. So many, we haven't even given them a decent salary, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of people have we become, my Allah? We have abandoned the sunnah, my Allah. It's just talks that we give, my Allah. We busy ourselves in the cell phone and we pretend that we are so pious, my Allah. We live lives of facade, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, my Allah. Make us to zakirin, shakirin, my Allah. Make us to be two mu'mineen, true followers of Rasulullah, some moth who come to us anytime, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not prepared for moth, my Allah. Akhirat, ya Allah, we are just bluffing people, we're deceiving people, my Allah. Make us be true leaders, my Allah. Make us be true ulama, my Allah. True scholars, my Allah. Make us be true believers, my Allah. Make us be true musallis, my Allah. Make us be good neighbors, my Allah. Make us be kind people, not people who have malice in their heart. Who just want disunity, just want to see everybody fighting and this turmoil in the ummah, my Allah. Make us take off from our heart, kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqwa now, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to become good now. Righteous people, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala iman, wa amitna ala iman, wa hshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become nek, salih, my Allah. Make our children, our dhurriyat, our progeny become nek and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to establish 5 times salah, my Allah. Make our ummah and sister read the 5 times salah on time at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties ummah is going through, my Allah, especially in those countries, Palestine, Syria, African countries, so many other countries, my Allah, Rohingya, Burma, my Allah, Bangladesh. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Allah, we're begging you tonight, my Allah. Somebody's Ameen, my Allah. Somebody who's raised his hand. Some little masoom child, my Allah. Somebody who's mustajabu da'wat in this majlis and gathering, my Allah. Perhaps some elderly person, some mother at home, some daughter at home, some sister at home, somebody who is in pain and suffering, my Allah. Some sick person, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are saying Ameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah, my Allah. Show us that day now when Islam will flourish to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, every zameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, every house, my Allah. Break, unbreak, my Allah. Iman enters, my Allah. Islam enters, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us aman and aman, my Allah. Peace and security, my Allah. Especially in our countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the hijacking that's taking place, kidnapping that's taking place, the murders, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the good, bad condition, my Allah, to good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. There are so many, so many. So many have requested du'as. Ya Allah, they've got ajeeb diseases, rare diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, the doctors say we cannot give any chemotherapy. Ya Allah, right till this morning or this today, my Allah, elderly ladies, my Allah, they're old, my Allah. There's nothing that can help them, my Allah. No chemo, no radium therapy, nothing, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands. We have yaqeen in you, my Allah. We have yaqeen, my Allah. Masoom children, there's so many youngsters, my Allah. Young girls, young boys who I know personally, my Allah, they've got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got heart problems, my Allah. Liver problems, kidneys, different problems, ailments, ya Allah. People are suffering depression, my Allah. People are suffering from waswasa, my Allah. It is eating their lives up, my Allah. Allah, whatever bimari, give all of us complete shifa, zahiri, batini, bimar, dur farma. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, our families, our friends, our mashayikh, our ulama. Ya Allah, people have passed away in the month of Ramadan, my Allah, so many people, my Allah. You grant all of them, ya Allah, jannatul firdaus. Grant their family, sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents have passed away, grandparents, ya, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Our ustaz, my Allah, it was the ihsan. All those who's ihsan upon us, my Allah, give them barakat, barakat from your heavens, my Allah. If they have left this world, ya Allah, you shower your blessings upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh. Ya Allah, he used to cry and cry for us, my Allah. Allah, at that time we couldn't understand his crying, my Allah. We couldn't understand the pain he was going through, my Allah. We couldn't understand what he was telling us, my Allah. Today we realize all what he said, my Allah. Today we realize his efforts, my Allah. We are seeing, my Allah, the fruits of his efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give him a good mouth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have high hopes, my Allah, that you will give him Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all our marhumin from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Make our mouth easy for us. Protect us from the sakrat of mouth, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. When we pass away, make the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah being on our tongue, my Allah. Make us pass away in such a condition, as was that manala, you see. That the angels of mercy will come down, and they take our ruh so gently, ya Allah. And they glide towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our mouth come to us in Madina Sharif. Grant us barim jannatul baqim. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. We beg you, beg you, beg you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the holy kothur water from his mubarak as, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we came much later. But we love our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have read his shama'il, how beautiful he was, how loving he was, my Allah. The fikr he had for us, my Allah, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, we are waiting to see him on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. We are waiting to be in his company, my Allah. Let it not happen when we reach there. We are chased away, my Allah. Ya Allah, let him not turn his face away from us. With his Mubarak hand, he must give us the water of Kawthar, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Without Hisab Kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our amal is, it has to be weighed, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our mizan, ya Allah, of good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, ya Allah. Remove those bad deeds, my Allah. Wash it away, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross Pusira to the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr be easy for us, my Allah. Make our hashar be easy for us. Make us be on your under your shade on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. 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 Ya Mujir, Ya Mujir, Ya Mujir, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqab abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina min al-nar. Allah, emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Emancipate our souls, my Allah. Make us be from the utaqa of Shahr Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannat, Ya Allah, when you give us the bounties, Ya Allah, let us see your beautiful face, my Allah. Oh my Allah, announce to us that you are pleased with us in Jannat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we've got such a long list to beg from you. Allah, our brothers are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have kept roza the whole day. They have been working, my Allah. Tomorrow also, it's a working day, my Allah. Oh my Allah, whatever good we have asked, grant it to us. Whatever we have not asked, what is khair, barakat, give it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked protection from, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Whatever we have not asked, what is important for us, Ya Allah, grant us protection from all those evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, Ya Allah, far and wide, answer all the jais murad, especially our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys, young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. Find them suitable partners. Give them barakat in the nikah. Bless them with pious, healthy offspring, my Allah. Those who are married, got no children, bless them with healthy offspring, my Allah. Those of us who have children, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent, hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, burar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Protect them from the dangers of Dajjal, from the fitnas of Dajjal, from the trials of Dajjal. Don't make them fall into the clutches and ploys of Dajjal. Make them be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi be asan for us. Anybody who's got debts, remove the debts, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.